Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's bring in digital media expert Scott Kleinberg now. And Scott, let's talk about what's going on in the world of Instagram. There's something new coming that will affect how we use the app. Tell us about that.
Yeah, sure. Morning, Bob. So it's a new option that will allow you to upload photos and videos from your desktop or laptop. Now, Instagram is a mobile app, so usually we talk about interacting with it from your phone, but some people like to have different options, and starting this week, you'll have the option to use a desktop.
Yeah. Now, is there a reason that you'd want to choose a laptop or a desktop over a phone?
No, it's really just a matter of your workflow. I mean, if you download photos from a camera and they ultimately end up on Instagram, this would certainly make that process much more streamlined. Also, if you own a business, you might find that managing social media is easier when you use a non-mobile device.
And this is not going to replace the phone, right?
Oh, right. For now, it's only going to be videos less than a minute in length. So there's not going to be any way to add to Instagram stories. You're not going to be able to upload to Reels, which is that video feature. So the full Instagram experience is still going to be on a phone. And I would expect that that's not going to change anytime soon. That probably never will.
And you have more from the world of Instagram, don't you?
Yeah. This was just a fun thing I found. Bob, I like to have fun every so often.
Yeah, and it's a concept.
Today is National Pumpkin Day, and Instagram shared some insights into some of the most popular pumpkin things by state. So my question to you is, any guesses as to what tops the pumpkin charts in Illinois?
You know, you're talking to the one guy who doesn't like pumpkin flavor, but it has to be pumpkin spice lattes or some coffee, right?
Well, actually, I guess the same, but it's actually pumpkin pancakes, and I do absolutely endorse pumpkin pancakes. Turns out, pumpkin spice lattes were only the most popular in four states. I thought that was very surprising, but otherwise, it varies among pumpkin bread, pumpkin cookies, and, of course, pumpkin pie.
So, if you really like pumpkin, I guess Instagram is a great place to be right now.
I would say so. Yes, that's true.
Continuing with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg and turning to TikTok now, that platform does some interesting studies, and I know we've touched on those before. What are they doing this time, Scott?
Yeah, well, Bob, this time it's partnering with Nielsen, and they're doing two very specific things. One, they're trying to figure out how TikTok makes users feel, and two, what differentiates it from the competition.
And that's always interesting because people need a reason to try new apps, especially if there are others that do something similar.
Yeah, exactly. And in this case, you know, there are some consistent themes that have really come out, including authentic, genuine, unfiltered, trend setting. And when they talk about advertising on TikTok, those same things came through along with the keywords of honest, real, unique, and fun.
Now, this is much more positive than Instagram, right? Aren't TikTok and Instagram often compared through the same lens?
They really are, Bob, but the interesting thing to me is that they truly are different. And, you know, the recent words that have been used to describe Instagram, you know, outside of this particular study, you know, they've been negative. You know, there's a lot of talk about teenage self-esteem and issues affecting mental health. That doesn't mean TikTok doesn't have those issues, because it absolutely does.
A lot of businesses struggle with how to use social media. I would think this study would help advertisers some much-needed insight here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, think about it this way, Bob. For a business thinking about advertising on TikTok, we now know, based on some of these keywords, what users are really looking for and what they value. They're looking for that real, fun, honest, and unique type of experience. And honestly, yeah, I would say that that is a safe bet for any social media platform.
Couple of things to run by you before we let you go this week, Scott. First of all, I'm very curious to hear your take on the Facebook papers and the documents we've been hearing about lately.
It is actually so overwhelming to keep up with all of this stuff, but I will summarize it this way. I think what's happening is we know that Facebook is trying to please billions of people at once. And I think what's being shared now is really bringing to a head what a lot of us knew all along, and that is that that's impossible. I mean, it's great and it's a lofty goal and it's wonderful that Facebook wants to try to please everyone, but you just can't do it. And I think it's really come to a head. You know, first we have election misinformation. We still have election misinformation, but now it goes way beyond that. We have vaccine information. We're hearing a lot in these papers about how there's different versions of what's like election misinformation in other countries and how it impacts them. It's just fascinating how we're seeing all this stuff from a perspective that we've never seen it before, and that's why this testimony is just so riveting. It's just that brand new look inside, you know, to see how what's happening under the hood.
There was a very interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal last week. The headline, "To Fix Social Media, Change the Defaults." Default settings and apps were designed to help companies' bottom lines. What if regulation pushed them to benefit us? Now, most people don't change the default settings in their social media apps or any apps, do they?
They don't, and you really, really bring up a good point. That article really, really brings up a good point. One of the things that I used to do, I think, in our conversations over the years is when there has been a major update to a social media platform, there were new settings that were put in, and in some cases, the settings were selected to a certain default, to the wrong way, and you would have to go in and change it. But to the company, obviously, that wrong way is the right way. To the person, that wrong way is really the wrong way. And a lot of people just leave that stuff alone, which is why when I talk about like social media spring cleaning and fall checkups and stuff like that, I always say take 30 minutes to go through your settings and make sure everything is set the way you want it to be set. I'm surprised at how many times I go into my settings and I find things checked that I don't want to be checked, and it's because I haven't checked in a while. So that is a really, really good point. I don't see us actually being able to make that happen across the board. I think what has to happen is further education so people know what to look for and they make sure that the settings fit what they need.
So you agree with the opinion that was expressed in the journal by their personal technology writer, Joanna Stern. She wrote, though buried deep in the app, a switch that could be regulated could mean the difference between a healthy social media environment and a toxic one with negative mental health impact, especially for kids. So you agree, I guess, huh?
I 95% agree. The reason why I say 95% is because it is not as simple. It's one switch. Yes, one switch would make a very big difference in terms of what pops up first, but there's always going to be a way to layer things on top of that. So to me, I think what happens is you change that one switch, and then all of a sudden there's another setting that overrides that switch, and another setting that overrides that switch. Mm. There's no real way to end it with just one button, but that is definitely the starting point to get change happening.
I get it. All right, now Scott's Genius Bar, I hope, is open because I'm still having problems with Facebook. And I get these, I go to Facebook and I see a zillion posts from this group, Reminders of Growing Up in Chicagoland. And I like seeing these things, very nostalgic about Chicago. But, and this started a few weeks ago. I don't see any of the posts from my regular Facebook friends anymore. And I've tried a number of things. I think I tried what you asked, or maybe mm-hmm. I screwed up somehow. But I went to the little dots on the right side of the post, and I hit hide posts, see fewer posts like this. And that didn't seem to have any effect. So do you have any ideas for me, Scott?
Let me just say this really quick. You are using your iPhone, right, when you're mm-hmm. trying to access Facebook, right?
Yep.
At the bottom of your iPhone, there are different tabs, and like you mentioned, the three dots and all that stuff. But there is a tab on the left that's called Feed, and there is a tab next to the tab called Feed called Groups. Is it possible that your tab is set on Groups when you're looking at this? Because if that's the case, you will only see Groups.
Oh.
And I just thought of that when you talked about the fact that you hit the three dots.
Oh, you know what? Where is that button located?
At the very bottom of your iPhone, there's five things. Left is feed. Groups is the second from the left. There's something in the middle. I'm trying to remember exactly what they are.
Okay.
But if you just have it on groups, which is the second from the left, because I do that too. I belong to groups too. I will not see any of my friends. It is very possible that you have the wrong tab selected. My fingers are crossed because anything else is going to be much more difficult to solve, and I feel like we're so close.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe that's it. I'll check on that and report back next week. But you could be right because occasionally I don't know how I do this, but I will hit a button on the phone and change a setting without realizing it. It does happen. So I'll report back next Tuesday. Thank you very much, Scott. Have a good week.
I will be hoping for the best.
Yeah, me too.